Conference record has joined the conference.
Great. So we have the recording started. Jeet's on the line, and I think people are kind of coming in and out. I have the announcements turned off, so you can't really tell. So I think we should just go ahead and get started, Jeet. So please go ahead.
Thank you. Well, hello, everyone. I'll take about 15 minutes or so, talk about general things that we are trying to do, and then open up for, as usual, some Q&A. Before I begin, I just want to kind of say a few things here. You know, we had an internal conversation and a debate whether it was the right time, whether we had all the information and data to share right now. Should we wait a little bit? But we made a decision that it is better to communicate and communicate often. So we will do this at a cadence that works best for you guys. And as we know more information is coming out, we will make sure to give you guys a heads up before things are out. So, a few things. You know, I'm not going to be able to answer all questions. I can give a general indication of where things are going. I will not be able to answer some specific questions, so apologize. But all I can promise is that all the issues and open issues that you can think of are being actively worked on and addressed right now inside Oracle. So quick things, quick facts. Not only does Oracle care a lot about Java, it has a huge investment in Java. It is huge. The magnitude of that investment, you know, can only be seen internally. So it cares about it. So the focus on the developer community might seem that it's new to Oracle, but it is not. They have been engaged in open source. They have been engaged in fostering developer community across, especially on the enterprise side, a lot. So now they are being engaged as the most core part of the developer community. Oracle has every intention of moving the Java platform forward. And in conjunction to that, I can talk about... there's a lot of noise. Can you guys hear me? Okay, all right.
Hi, everyone. Yes? Can you everyone please make sure you have your phones on mute? There's still some background noise. Sorry, Jeet. Go ahead.
All right, great. So let me give you an indication of what we are currently working on. The big thing we are working on right now is JDK 7. So we have done an extensive bottoms-up review. We are getting the timeline solidified for the release. We are getting a JSR ready for Java SE 7, and we are moving resources that are allocated other things onto the 7 release. So it's a big effort. It's a big, important release, and we are working a lot to get all the stuff ready in order for us to start engaging with the community and to roll out the release. The high-level intent, if you guys are open in the Open JDK community and have looked at it, so there's still intent to have a release this calendar year, but we don't know. We're trying to figure out how ambitious we are in what we want in 7, because it has taken so long for this release to be out, and what we do in terms of return. But whatever the case be, we will be working very actively in trying to get this thing moving forward. I don't know if you guys have noticed, there was an announcement from IBM that they actually had an early access version of 7 based on general framework of what OpenJDK has been doing with JDK 7. So all of those things are moving in the right direction. So we are, continuing to also, as we're looking at this thing, we are working, as you see, the part of the Project Lambda proposal to address closures. We are looking at what does it take to continue to support multi-core architectures better. You know, so not only coming back and saying, we're going to make changes in the language, but trying to figure out what the impact of those languages is going to be in libraries, which libraries are more important to work on first and then the others later. So we are trying to figure out the performance on the server side, trying to make sure what does it take on the new machine architectures what would it take? We are working very closely with partners to make sure that the Java VM and runtime continue to be, not just in the near future, but for much foreseeable future, the most performant runtime available on this multi-core architecture. So we are, of course, also engaged in trying to make sure that the client side work continues to move forward. So we have, we're continuing to work on the graphics pipeline, taking advantage of the new availability of GPU on devices, of course, and on laptops and desktops. So trying to make it more modern so you can do things in Java. I mean, we are getting, on our runtime frame rates, that normal people would think are unthinkable on Java. Hope at some point of time to show you guys demos of what the next generation of the graphics pipeline that we're working, which FX is part of that exercise. So that work will continue to happen. The other thing is, we are trying to kind of figure out new opportunities that Java can provide. What do we need to do onto the platform? What new APIs do we want to support? So all of that conversation is happening right now. So that is, in a nutshell, things, so part of the thing that we're also doing right now is, we'll work very hard to make sure that the vendors that build app servers start working on EE6 version of the app servers, which includes us as part of the WebLogic app server release. We are going to also start looking at getting feedback from the community and our partners on what to put in EE7. So EE6 did the right thing, did modularization, talked about profiles. That's the kind of theme we are going to continue with Java 7, which is modularization and profiles. That's the high-level gist of where our mindset is, and now I'm open to questions.
Hi, this is Stephen Chin. So I just had a general question. So the JavaFX 1.3 release came out recently, and very excited about that and all the changes and big improvements which went in there. Can you talk a little bit about what the future pipeline is for JavaFX?
Okay, so I'm going to kind of walk a fine line here. I'm still trying to learn the rules in Oracle. Oracle is a lot more strict about announcing future things, primarily because there are, U.S. laws that govern a lot of things. So they're very, very, they're a lot more serious about these things than Sun was. Sun was a lot more, let's say, laissez-faire about that. We've talked about things that we are trying to do in FX in general, and I'm going to kind of, give a general view of things. So I'm not going to in particular talk about when what happens. So we are working actively in trying to get more controls in available. So for people, there's a certain section of developers who will just need things that they want to build, the kind of, applications that need controls, who do not want to spend time looking at customized look and feel, but would rather have something generic available. So we're spending a lot of time trying to build those, work with people to kind of build externally, so kind of have some basic set ready so people don't have to wait and build something on their own. So that's one part of the exercise that we're doing. On the runtime itself, so the things that are in pipeline for us, and again, this is kind of up and down, no priority order I cannot give right now that. And so clearly we need to kind of get more 3D story working, and so there is, the plumbing is in there, we just need to kind of get it out. And the tooling support seamlessly in trying to kind of build those kind of applications. We're looking again, performance is a big thing. So there's the runtime performance. We focus on trying to take, use the GPU well and perform very well. But then there is an end-to-end performance, which means we have to kind of make sure that if you're running this application inside a browser, so hopefully the exercise in doing 7 in combination with the next release and the next release and next release of FX, the game plan is to be very competitive end-to-end performance for that. So that's another big effort that we are focused on. We are looking at trying to provide, you know, what would it take to provide what the next generation of graphics engines are doing. This is more speculative, so I don't want to say this. We have internal proof of concepts about a lot of interesting things. I'm hoping at some point of time we will be able to roll out those things that are more speculative into a release position. I need to figure out how we do a developer story versus a product story. So give me a couple of months and I'll be able to give more detail on that. But we are just at a high level, we are focused on providing controls, focused on end-to-end performance, focused on runtime performance, and the next generation of features that makes the graphics engine what the graphics engines of today need to do, which is a lot more than just talking about 2D, 3D support, but talking about, you know, all kinds of interesting things, shaders, all those things. So those are things in the pipeline. And obviously open to suggestion, Stephen, anytime. I know you are engaged with the developers about what needs to happen. Looking forward to that kind of input.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm glad to hear that there's lots of stuff in the pipeline. As the quick follow-on question, has the team size or the focus on JavaFX been constant, or are you guys also ramping that up?
So the focus on the client side has been a function up and down. You know, so we have brought in a few people in. We have lost a couple of people or moved some people out. So it's been steady overall in terms of investment across. The only thing that we have kind of, you know, really increased a lot of investment, extra investment, is in controls. In terms of the runtime and so we added a bunch of people to work on the performance part. The runtime is overall been steady. We haven't either ramped up or down on that one, you know, including we have had some attrition, but we are addressing that. So we are hiring people to replace that, all of those things, you know, normal development cycle process.
Got it. I'll ask one more question and then I'll stop.
I can give you a quick view of the things. You know, so we've demoed and we are working, you know, there's a press release on FX running on TV. And that FX engine is actually the next generation FX engine, you know, more than what some parts of it are even in 1.3. So we are bringing this into other devices also.
Okay, actually, you answered my question. I was going to ask about JavaFX and other devices. So.
Yes, and, the other devices is kind of a tricky thing because we want to do more partnerships where we want a equal investment from the partners, because then you know you're moving in a better place. So it's a little trickier, but we have had considerable more interest on the TV side right now.
Hi, it's Michael Cutting here from the UK. I have a question about future governance of Java. We have seen over the last year or two with discussions about closures, there was a lot of open discussion, a lot of presentation of arguments, and then essentially an inability to make a decision and move forward when all the arguments were on the table. It wasn't really clear how then come to a decision in the process. I was just wondering whether there is a plan or a view of how Java will be moved forward in future. Is it still the JCP? Is there any change planned? Is there anything on the table that might improve how those steering decisions might be made in the future?
You know, so just want to kind of, you know, talk about the fact that this is part of the things, notwithstanding, you know, the other situational issues that Sun had to deal with, at Sun, we were trying to kind of figure out how to kind of deal with the movement of things that is happening in the community outside and how to kind of do standards work. That's what JCP has mostly been focused on. The general rule of thumb, just so that you know, in terms of a philosophy of approach, the expectation and the intent always is that there will be innovation happening in the larger community, and there is going to be innovation that is going to happen in people and companies that are actively participating in the JCP. And it's a combination of those that we can all sit down together as part of the JCP to figure out, okay, this needs to be part of the standard. It's not a, you know, perfect scenario, but it's a much better scenario because it allows for multiple people to come back, buy into it, the story, and then support that story moving forward. Creates the opportunity for more choice. So, you know, the intent right now is to kind of figure out how to do this balance. You know, the only, you know, great examples that are there, you know, E is a classic example of everything that happened in the community brought in and changed to support and made it into a standard. It's the same gist that we want to continue to follow. Now, you know, we as I said, we are working on JSR. I think for all its downsides and difficulties that JCP has had, it has, in essence, brought in, you know, people who are on competing sides in the market together to kind of support the story, which has been, in some fundamental way, good for Java. So that's one aspect of the thing we will continue to support. The other part is, like, you know, there's a lot of things happening in Java externally, in the community outside, and we have to somehow figure out how to bring it into the fold and embrace it. And we're trying to figure out how to do that. And it's not an easy way. It's not an easy answer. We still want to support the high-level story about Java compatibility while trying to allow for rapid innovation. So it's a tough thing. All I can promise you is we are working very, very, very actively. I think you will be amazed how much the management chain at Oracle is engaged, actively trying to move the Java story forward.
Can you just speak up to ask questions?
Yeah, if anyone has any questions, please feel free to.
Can you hear me? This is Neil Gafter.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Neil.
Hi. The answer to your question, I think that last question was really about how does the leadership and direction of the Java platform, and I'm particularly interested in the Java language, where does that leadership come from? And part of the answer that I heard from you is that innovation comes from the community. And I think it's great that innovation comes from the community, but I think there has to be some leadership as to what should be included and when and what the direction of the platform as a whole. Otherwise, you sort of get whatever someone in the community happens to be doing is the direction of the platform as a whole. And I am really concerned about there being some unified leadership for the platform and the language. And I really don't see that developing. And I'm wondering, is that something that you're thinking about? Is that something that you're satisfied with the status quo?
Let me just chip in here because the original question came from me, and I agree what Neil has just said pretty much sums up what I was thinking, and I think your answer partially answers it, but not completely, because I think the community input, the community engagement, works really, really well to generate ideas. It does not work so well to then make a final decision. And for example, in the closest debate, we have seen that we had then at the end four camps on the table and all the arguments had been presented. But then once if no consensus is reached, it needs a decision making at some stage. And that is really where all the hard questions are, where I can't really see in the JCP, how that decision making, that leadership that Neil just mentioned takes place in cases when there is no uniform consensus.
Sure, you know, so I do expect you to ask tough questions and make me, you know, squirm a little. So that was, you know, the community getting input and innovation in the community, you know, is a thing as a mindset of getting rid of thought process of not invented here syndrome that exists many places. It's important. It's a mindset shift that had to happen. It's a mindset shift that, you know, Oracle actively supported before Oracle acquired Sun and continues to support now. So, yes, that does not mean, because there will never be 100% agreement. There will never, sometimes there's never a majority approval or a direction. So there is a higher bit set of what a direction Java as a language and Java as a platform need to go. And you know, you are not going to be able to please everyone. So there is an internal effort that is happening inside Oracle to come back and you know, spend more time and have more leadership inside trying to think up and figure out what the direction needs to be. One that I said very, you know, openly about is we want to focus on what the multi-core story is and how Java needs to be and, you know, has a sweet spot for to be continuing to perform at a language, at a development level, and at a runtime level in those things. So there are some higher-order bits that Java needs to do. There are a lot of things that are in the pipeline talking about language features so that we compete better with competitors of Java like C#. You know, some of those ideas sound interesting, but, you know, we are taking an active stance of saying that we want to make changes that are make sense. You don't want to do a knee-jerk reaction. So there will be a certain amount of hesitance to do big-time language changes. But we are forming a team inside. We are trying to work with key partners so we can define and work together and figure out where the Java language needs to go. We have a point of view. We will want to come back and express that over a period of time. So yes, that's what the interesting part of JCP then, right? We will continue to try to go in, get partners engaged. Sometimes they don't agree with each other. Sometimes they are in loggerheads, but we have to make sure the platform moves forward and we will move in that direction. To do that, you know, we are trying to come in and get more and more expertise into Oracle, to come in and support that activity in different areas. So, that's the gist of where we are working actively for. I hope I answered that question, Neil.
Well, I will see. I have a follow-up, somewhat related. I'm wondering, the short version of the question is, I'm wondering if the schedule for JDK 7 is going to be extended. And the reason I ask that is the feature complete is coming up in a few weeks. And there are some projects that are barely started, really.
Okay. So,
Project Lambda, for example.
Yes. So let me answer that without, you know, giving explicit answers because I just can't right now. There is the two debates that are happening internally at Oracle is, do we get a new version of Java out, because it has been so long, for whatever reason, immaterial, it doesn't matter what the reason is. It just has been so long, we haven't done a rev, that it is better to get a rev out soon. And the second debate is about, it is not sufficient to just get a release out. We need to get a release out with enough interest to engage the partners and community much more, do something more engaging. And so, Project Lambda would be part of the exercise that is the long pole. You know, so I can just talk about, the decision is not done yet, but we will roll it out within the next month and a half. You know, my personal preference, this is personal, this is not an Oracle preference, is to come in and, you know, focus on getting something like Project Lambda in the JDK 7 release. That would be my personal preference. They're just trying to figure out what the right thing to do would be.
That sounds great, but of course that requires a commitment of skilled, you know, language designers and language implementers, which was something that was promised back in December and does not appear
yes.
to have happened.
So, what I can tell you is that on the implementation side, we have moved resources into Project Lambda as we speak. It will become very evident soon that there are people working on it actively. So we're moving like several resources into that. Okay, it's that important. The language design at the language design side, we are, we have internally some people who are people who focus on language design. And as I said before, we are actively looking to get more of those kind of people into the team. It is an important part of what we are trying to do. And let me just, blast this out. If there are people who are interested, please, or have names of people that you think would be good for that, fire off an email to me, g.call@oracle.com.
We have any more questions? Come on, guys, you haven't even used up your whole hour. Okay.
Hey, Vicki.
Yes.
This is Tinto. Is there an Oracle ACE Director Forum on Java development?
No. There's just there's some private discussion forums, but they're just under the generic headers of middleware and database and apps.
I guess I'll go ahead and ask my question here. I just want to preface my question with the statement that I'm not a computer scientist by trade. I'm actually an accountant that does Java programming, among other things. One of the things that I found frustrating is just direct me to places where there are better answers if necessary. But I found it frustrating the fact that there's not a pre-compiler in Java so that I can do conditional compilation on different versions of jars and that type of thing. Is that something that's been addressed already someplace else that I can get an answer, or is it just a stupid question, or is there some validity to it?
I just want to take a crack at this.
I mean, there's two things in Java that might be helpful to you for those sorts of things. Number one, Boolean variables that are final can be used to conditionally compile statements within methods. If what you want to do is deeper than that, like change what methods are around or what variables are around, you have to do something like the annotation processor. The annotation processor.
Okay. I haven't used the annotation processor. I have used the static finals. But it gets to be a pain in the time. What I'm working with is with the Oracle S-based Java API and the changes throughout history with that thing. I'm back compiling all the way back to the earliest versions of that. And so what I've actually had to do as a workaround is to, in my ANT scripts, to actually build my own pre-compiler, essentially, so that I can include or exclude different versions of methods if the signature's changed. I've used reflection at times as well when I thought that was a little bit better. But it would be so convenient to be able to say, I want to compile this now against version 9 of the API versus version 11, and I want to see only those methods. But I don't think the Boolean static works for that, right? Static final?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good solution.
Yeah, so like I said, I've come up with my own pre-compiler, but basically I do that for our production compilers compiles. It's a pain during development to have to switch things around manually and instead of just flipping a switch and saying, I want to compile this now using this set of variables and this set of method signatures. But I don't know if it's a relatively unique thing in what I'm working with FSpace, or if it's something that other developers have been frustrated with over time. I see how in the open internet questions, once in a while somebody has asked that question, but you know, there are these other workarounds, but I don't know if they're ideal or if it's time to put something in that might be able to help people in my situation.
So, you know, so go ahead and ping me with an email. You know, this has been a debate and question in Java for quite some time. And from the early days, those of us who did C++ programming had to do Java, certainly were not comfortable. So, fire off an email and then we can have a conversation.
Okay, what was your email again?
jeet.kaul@oracle.com.
Okay.
I monitor the champion's alias, so you can flag off a question on that one.
Okay, I'll send you an email. One thought I have on it that even a language like VB6 had that functionality available. And we used to leverage it a lot with FSpace back in the VB days. So when I came over to the job side, it was something that I looked at and said, oh, how do I do this? And it took a while to figure it out, and it's still not an optimal solution.
Well, if I can just throw in a comment here, Mike recording here again. I'm quite happy that there is no preprocessor, actually, because I still remember the days of chasing bugs in C and C++ caused by all sorts of very hard-to-understand behavior that comes from the preprocessor. So I'm not a great fan of that solution.
You know, so, and I think that is one of the reasons why it hasn't been touched or done in some time. But maybe worth taking a look at this again and see where the mindset of people is.
All right, thank you.
Any more questions out there? Going once, going twice.
So just thank you, everyone, and I think we will try to do this again as we start rolling out more about what we are doing with 7 and other related things. So we'll be talking to you guys again soon.
Thank you very much, Jeet. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Thanks.